Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Beis, if Aleph Beis and Gimel. Simen Kuf Beis, for the Hafsik Kineged HaMispalel. One should not interfere or interrupt between or facing the one who is davening Shmona Esrei. Sif Aleph, Asur Leishev B'Soich Abba Am Oshel Mispalel. It is forbidden to sit within four amis of someone who's davening. Four amis is somewhere between 6 and 8 feet. Bein milafanov, whether it's in front of the mispalel, bein min tzedadim, whether on the sides, or bein milachrov, the way is even behind. Tzarech laharchik arba amis. You have to give him space, dalan amis, before you sit down in his vicinity. Vim oisik b'dvar m'shem mitukuneat filos, but if the one who is sitting is involved in things that are preparing for davening, even if he's saying the perkezim akoyman, eno tzorech laharchik, then he does not have to distance himself. If he's davening, he doesn't have to distance himself. The yesh matir, some allow, but oisik b'teira, that if he's not davening, but he's learning Torah, he can also sit within dalet amos. Ava pisha enemy to kunet tefillah, even though it's nothing to do with tefillah. The yesh misha oimer, and there's another view, dahani mili min atzad. That's only allowed when you're on the sides of the mispalel. Ava kenegda, but in front of some davening shmona esrei, afilu kmo enov asur, even anywhere in front of him, beyond the Lanamis, if it's within his eye shot, it's no good, it's forbidden. Even though the person sitting down is involved in saying Kriyishma, it doesn't make a difference. The third sheet is very strict, that in front of someone Darash Manasra, you cannot sit down anywhere within his eyesight, even if you're davening, even if you're saying Kriyishma. Mishnah Brura Sefkadon Aleph. Also they shave. It's forbidden to sit within four arms of someone Darash Manasra. If gam smicha also, it's even also to lean on something. Ach smicha b'miksas, but if it's leaning a little bit, sheminot l'yucholama, that if you remove the thing he's leaning on, he can still stand. Yesh lo hakel b'makom d'chak. One could be lenient b'makom d'chak in case of need. That that's not really considered sitting. You're standing. So if katan beis b'tocha ba'amos, then four amos of the person who's being mispal. Va'filu k'sheyosh ba'lachs and dai ba'am amos. Even if you are on the hypotenuse on an angle of the one davening, four amos is sufficient. We don't say you need four amos with the corners, meaning to say you don't square off where the person is davening from, but rather it's a circle, and the radius is four amos, and you make a circle around the one who's being mispal. So you never more than four amos. We don't say make a square, and then the corners are even longer than four amos. V'ayim b'fim agadim lo k'pim agadim. Kazav v'chay adam chay adam writes, if the fellow davening shmona esrei is standing by the side of something which is a permanent part of the shul, gavoya asara v'rochav arba'a, the thing is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide, mutar leishev b'tzad hasheni, then you can sit on the other side of that item. The mafsik kushus is a separate domain. Alavar mitzad hasheni, but to cross over from the other side, Ephraim Eno Gavoya Kokach, so Yuchal Istaka Masara Shady Osur. Perhaps if it's not that high that he can't see beyond, it would be Osur. In other words, if the thing dividing is so high, the fellow Darshman Esri doesn't see you on the other side, you can cross over too. But if it's not very high, if it's just 10 Tfacham, let's say, so you're allowed to sit, but to walk by is not good because he'll see you and that's distracting. And this is what Halach Katanis writes. And so he was inclined to Pimagodim Simensai Sifkan Hei. Sheish lahach malavor ba'al memra neged hamispalel afshu rishus b'nei atzmo. The almemra is the bima where they lean. One should be strict not to cross by a mispalel via the bima afshu rishus b'nei atzmo. You know, it's a separate rishus because the bima is 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. It's his own, it creates a separate place, but it's not that high. Well, they shave matu b'rishus acheres. To sit, you can sit in a different rishus. Afil toch arba amos, even if it's within 4 amos. But to walk by and it'll distract him, that you shouldn't do. Sifkan gimel, shel hamispal. One may not sit within 4 amos of the mispalel. V'afilu im hamispalel omed b'tachanunim shlachat fila. Even if the mispalel is finished the brachas of Shmona Esrei, and he's saying the tachanunim afterwards, he's saying al kainat sur and so on, It makes no difference. You still can't sit in front of him or next to him. Kol zman shlo pasa, as long as he did not step back. Vodin the inish lalava negin mispal, and the same halacha will apply to not walking in front of him, which we'll talk about later. If he's still in the tachanunim, you can't walk in front of him either. Sifkan dalad ubein mala achrov, the moth throws in, even behind him. Not only can't you sit in front of him or beside him, you can't sit behind him. V'chein eskim achrom and achrom agree to this as well. Sifkan hey. If the one who is sitting is Oisik b'dvarim shehemi tikkuni hatfilas, even perek ezim mekayman, then he's allowed to sit within the adams. Perek ezim mekayman is like the v'hu adin im Oisik b'prokim mincha b'shabes, maybe saying pirkei avos shabes mincha. Gam kemut l'shev b'shabes b'al, he can sit next to someone who is davening shmoneh esrei. Sivkan vav. The Yesh Matir, Summer Matir, if he's Isaac Batera. The Svir Luhu, these people hold. Though Asu Chacham Le Shev Bitsahim Ispal, El Kashir Sheva Domain. When the Chacham said not to sit beside someone Danish from the Esser within his Dalamis, is to sit silently. The Nir Kiilu Ain Roy to the Kabbalah Love, Omach Hashmayim. Because it appears as if he's not interested in accepting upon himself the yoke of Hashem's Malchus. But if he's sitting and learning Torah, that's clearly as if he's mekabel olmach shemayim. The achronim say it's better if he would stand, like the first view who says learning Torah is not good enough. Davening is okay, but learning is not. Unless a case of need, then he can learn Torah seated next to the mispalel. And as far as sitting behind him, I don't think one needs to be machmir. So the first thing the Shulchan Aruch says, you can't sit behind, in front, next to someone davening. If you're holding by tefillah, so then we say you don't have to machik. And some matter, even if you're learning Torah, and on that he says, if you're behind him, that's not a problem. But if you're next to him, it's really better to stand, unless it's makam dechak. If he's learning Torah, this is only if he's actually uttering the words, that his lips are moving. Just to think and learning is not sufficient. Even if you're thinking about tefillah, the asi the michshadeh, because people will suspect him. He's not being makabel ol malchus shemayim when he is sitting there. Now there's note on the side. If he's using a sefer and he's learning, even though his lips aren't moving, some say it's mutter, because no chashad. The fellow who's sitting and going through by memory, divrei Torah, that's the chashad. But if there's a sefer open in front of him, and his lips aren't moving, so there are those who say that's not a problem either. Then the Shulchan Aruch brings another Yesh Mishoimer, that the allowances are beside the mispalel. But in front of the mispalel, as long as he can see you, it's a problem, even if you're saying Kriyat Shema. Sifkan ches al keneg the vechulu in front of the mispalel, may shenir kmeshtach velo, because then it ends up looking like the person who's in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and bowing is bowing to the person who's sitting in ahead of him. Well, if he's according to this, dafka leishiv also, you can't sit in front of the mispalel, aval amal mutar, but you can stand. Vafil betoch arba amos, even within four amos. Vule af amos feel this, maybe he holds that you can't even stand within four amos. There's a mispalel to kavan also, because it ruins the kavana of the fellow who's davening. Sifkan tes. According to this view, even if you're Oisik in Kriya Shema, you cannot sit in front of someone who's davening within his eyesight. Perish, Hayoyishiv Negeh HaMispal Oisik Kriya Shema. The one who's sitting in ahead of the Mispal is saying Kriya Shema. So there's no shilas if he's being Makabal Omach HaShemayim, he's saying Kriya Shema. But according to this view, it's a problem because it looks like he's bowing to him. V'ayim Pi Chodosh, if you look in Pi Chodosh, Sheposik Kedea Kamaisa. He passes like the earlier view. And we don't differentiate between the sides and the front. We don't say in front of him it goes forever, and so the sides of Dalai Lama. It's all Dalai Lama. Whether it's in front of him or on the side, it's all Dalai Lama. Ushari achronim kosu, other achronim might. Shetov lahach mer kayesh mi sheomer. That it is proper to be strict like the yesh mi sheomer. Venerally, and it would seem to me, if you're standing beyond Dalet Amos of the Mispalel, but Vaday in the Machmer, for sure not be Machmer. Even within Dalet Amos, Mistami, you don't have to be Machmer. The Chenal B'Sivkan Ches, like we said before, in Sivkotan Ches. Se'if Beis, Yeshmisha Oimer, some say, if the fellow sitting beside the mispal is weak, mutter. There's no problem. Let him sit down, and he could sit next to the fellow who's darish manesri. Mr. Bursif Khan, you'd call it, he's weak. What's something to say? She do that everyone knows shuchosh, that he's weak. He can't stand all that time. So he can sit. Everyone understands his weakness is why he's sitting, and there's no question that he is not, refraining from Yimcham Achshon. V'davka leishev b'tzad ha'masal. Again, this is only to sit beside the mispal. Halafanov, in front of the mispal, yesh machmirin ach b'chosh, there are those who are strict, even if he is weak. So the notes point out on Yom Kippur, when people are fasting and standing all time, everyone knows that people are weak. And Mimela, everyone could be meikel and sit beside a mispalel and not be concerned that it looks bad. Everyone knows on Yom Kippur we're not as strong as usual. Sivkan yun aleph mutter, so that's okay. V'yeshlismach al devar, one can rely on this view. If Yevshlo b'kala hachgamas, unless he can easily distance himself from Amos, for they should sit over there. If there's another place for him to sit, that's 4 Amos away, so gezuntin, so sit over there. But if that's not easily accomplished, especially on Yom Kippurim, so then he'll sit beside the mispalel, and everyone understands it's because he's not feeling well. Se'if Gimel, im hayoyishev yoshav kvar, if the fellow sitting was seated already, the Amad Zebet Sido, and then comes along the fellow Darim Shon Esrei next to him, behind him. Einot Tzorech Lakum. He does not have to get up. Shezeb Baba Gvulo. The fellow Darim Shon Esrei came into my territory. I'm saying Shema, he gets up, Sar Shon Esrei. So I don't have to get up for him. I'm here before him. So then I don't have to get up. The Rambam says, Mekomoko Midas Chasidus Ulo Kum Afil Kagav. It is a Midas Chasidus nonetheless, to stand when the fellow comes into your territory. You were there first, and you don't have to get up, and it's like some excuse if you would get up. Se'if katan yud beis, lakum. So if he was sitting first, and then the fellow came to daven next to him, he doesn't have to get up. El ha-mispal tzorech l'hach gam amas mimenu, the one who's darish mona esri should move 4 amas away from the one sitting down. Kishavot selam o'dasbal, and he wants to get up darish mona esri, so he should move away from the one sitting. Se'if katan yud gimel bo begvulo. The one Darish Manesri came into his territory. Vidavka Beveso, this is Alocha in a house. Alba Minyan Kavua, but let's say you have a set place where people daven. The kosher is Knesset, and especially if it's a shul, Tzarech Lakum, he should get up. To Mokum Yuchu Lechol B'nei Adam, because it's a designated place for everyone to daven. And he points out on the side that Ezra Snasham also, that women have to be careful not to sit in front of or beside someone who's Darim Shon Esrei. They have the right daven there too. Even if the places were set and purchased, people paid money for their seats. So, don't tell me I can't sit down. I paid for this seat. I'm renting this spot. This is my spot. One should still be strict. But if he's learning Torah, don't be machna. Especially a Rav who's sitting with students learning Torah, will borrow a service spot, and 10 people come into daven. Ain't tzrichim la'amod. They do not have to get up. Even mitzadim chasidus, they can continue their learning, despite the fact that there's a minyan going on around them. Sivkan yadav mitzadim chasidus, even though the mispalel came into his territory, and the one sitting does not have to get up, it is mitzadim chasidus if he does get up. Why? Because he is basically, by standing up, removing a stumbling block from the one who's davening who did improperly. To come and start Shmona Esrei within 4 amas of someone who is davening beheter, that was wrong. And his sitting is degrading for the holy place of tefillah. And the one sitting didn't do anything wrong. The one standing did something wrong. So if a person gets up, he doesn't have to. He makes it better for the mispalel that no one's sitting within Dalai Lama's of his tefillah. He shouldn't have davened there. He shouldn't have picked that space to daven. But if the one wants to be a chassid, he would get up, and that would make it better for the one who is standing up to daven.